Sergeant Shriver died today at age 95. A half a century ago, Shriver, who was married to President Kennedy's sister Eunice, became the founding director of the Peace Corps. Later, he ran President Lyndon Johnson's War on Poverty. And in 1972, when Senator Thomas Eagleton was forced to withdraw from the vice presidential nomination, he became Senator George McGovern's running mate. In 1995, Shriver was interviewed on WHYY's Fresh Air, and he defended the War on Poverty and its slogan, a hand up, not a hand out.
When we created the programs in the War Against Poverty, we didn't give anybody anything for nothing. I'd like to emphasize that. There was nothing given to anybody for nothing. For example, if you volunteered to join the Job Corps, you really had to leave your home, go to a place where you work 10 hours a day. You're on duty, so to speak, 24 hours. It was 7 days a week. This was not a soft touch. It was a tough job.
Frank Mankiewicz knew Sergeant Shriver for many years. Mankiewicz, who later served as president of this network, was an early Peace Corps official, later an aide to Senator Robert Kennedy and a campaign manager for George McGovern in 1972 when Shriver ran for vice president. Frank, first, how important was Sergeant Shriver's leadership to the Peace Corps?
Oh, I think it was unparalleled. I'd be surprised if there's any one who served as a Peace Corps volunteer or a staff member either, for that matter, from, let's say, 1961 to 1965, who isn't grieving today and who didn't see Sarge as kind of the embodiment of the idealism that created the Peace Corps.
He was, of course, a Kennedy in-law. Do you think he would have been a nationally prominent and important figure had he not been married to Eunice Kennedy?
Well, you know, he was John Kennedy's campaign manager in the Midwest in 1960, and I think he might have done that anyway. You know, he was very active in Chicago politics. He was president of the school board. I think he might very well have become as prominent, maybe in different ways.
Sergeant Shriver became the Democratic Party's candidate for vice president under the most unusual circumstances when Tom Eagleton had to resign from the ticket when it had been reported that he'd been treated for depression with shock therapy a few years earlier. How did he respond to that invitation to be the vice presidential candidate at such a bleak moment?
Well, he wanted to know if George McGovern wanted him to be the candidate, and I assured him that he did. And he said, well, then I'll accept. I think he felt there was a civic obligation at that point. I'm not sure he was ever sort of politically ambitious to get elected to something, although he did start a small campaign for president 4 years later. But I think that may have been because he got a kind of a taste for it running for vice president. But he was a man of great patriotism and saw the need for benefit to the U.S. You know, the Peace Corps, we always told the volunteers there were objectives in the Peace Corps. One, of course, is to help the countries to which you're assigned. The second was to bring back to the United States an understanding of what life was like in the ordinary and poor sections of other countries, which, of course, we hadn't had until that time.
And that was a mission that Sergeant Shriver articulated for the
He sure
the Peace
did,
Corps.
From beginning to end.
Well, Frank Mankiewicz, thanks for talking with us.
Always a pleasure, Robert.
Frank Mankiewicz talking about his longtime colleague and friend, Sergeant Shriver, who died today at the age of 95.